From the Capitol in Madison, this is WIS Politics Midday.
I'm Stephanie Hoff, your host, and this podcast is brought to you by Spectrum. State Republicans take a win after a unanimous federal appeals court upheld a series of GOP-authored election laws, including restrictions on early in-person voting. The court ruled that while the changes were designed to give Republicans a political advantage, they are nonetheless constitutional. Here to dive more into that is Pat Pavletti. Why is limiting early voting a win for the GOP?
Well, what it really comes down to, Stephanie, is demographics. Now, in large urban areas, specifically Madison and Milwaukee, those are kind of hotbeds for Dem voters. And because they're larger urban areas, they have more resources to allow more early voting locations to be open and be open for longer than in rural areas. Now, essentially, the political argument for Republicans here is now their voters will have the same opportunities to vote early as voters in large urban areas. The flip side of that coin, and what Dems are arguing, is that because there are more voters in large urban areas, they're essentially going to be restricted. So why would a town of 2,000, for instance, need the same early voting capabilities as a large urban area such as Milwaukee, where the population's closer to 600,000?
While Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald is calling this a win for fair elections, Democrats, who, as you mentioned, are against this, are pretty furious. So what do responses look like from that end?
Well, I think Fitzgerald's response really encapsulates the Republican response here. We also saw former Governor Scott Walker be very active on Twitter on this issue over the last couple hours. On the flip side, the Dem response has probably really been best encapsulated by State Dem Party Chair Ben Wickler, who likened the ruling to Republicans forcing thousands to vote in person during the April 7th election during the pandemic, saying essentially there is no load that they aren't willing to stoop in order to grab power.
If we look back a few years to 2016 and 2018, when Republicans wanted not only restricted voting, but also restricted hours and locations, that was struck down twice for being, well, racist. And this time, the court decided it was not. So, Pat, what changed there?
Well, like you said, Stephanie, an earlier court ruled that these restrictions were meant to discriminate on the basis of race, mainly because U.S. District Judge James Peterson found that race and politics are correlated. In his own words, he said that black voters are more likely to prefer Democratic candidates. But the appeals court ruled that the GOP-controlled legislature made the changes because of politics, not because Dem voters are more likely to be black. Here's a quick excerpt from the ruling. This record does not support the conclusion that legislators who voted for contested statutes care about race. They cared about voters' political preferences, the panel said. So essentially, what happened here is a decoupling of this idea that Peterson put forward that race and politics are correlated.
Thanks, Pat, for giving us the rundown on that. And you can see the ruling at wispolitics.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been WIS Politics Midday. For more state government and political news, visit wispolitics.com.